Hi,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Village Retiree Show. I am so happy to be here. I hope that we can have a good discussion today and we can discuss any questions you may have or any comments you would like to make about how to make wise decisions for the rest of your life. I am a retiree, and I can tell you that making wise decisions during this transition period has been very difficult. There has been no real guidance for me. I've had to research top to bottom to figure out what each one of us is unique and different. So it is a personal thing, and I would love to hear from you either your difficulty, some difficulty that you're facing regarding a decision that you have to make, whether it be where you're going to live or some other situation you're in as a retiree or soon to be retiree, because this is for 50 people, 50 and older, and that covers a lot of years that you need to have a plan. A plan is critical, so you may want to take some notes or write things down that you think about that you are trying to work through to get to whatever it is you're trying to do. Maybe money's an issue. Maybe you don't want to move away from your family. Maybe your health. It can be a variety of things. It can be any number of things. Maybe you're taking care of someone as a senior. Whatever your situation, I can say from experience, I've probably dealt with quite a few of the situations that you are currently in and facing. And so I'm not just saying things because I haven't been there. I've been there. If you have any questions for me, I will be happy to answer any way that I can. I have been a retiree for, I can't actually say I've been retired until I came here to Florida in December of 2015. Up to that point, I was working full-time, 38 years, and then suddenly in 2010, I was laid off from my job, and living in Southern California, I was just lost as to how I was going to manage financially, mainly financially, and with the time situation. Time became just from the morning till night, I was busy researching, trying to figure out what I was going to be doing. I tried numerous things, and it took me years. Caller, oh, I'm sorry, I thought maybe we had a caller. I'm sorry, I lost track of myself here. Yes, I spent a lot of time, and I went to a lot of different places to get information because I was never in this predicament before. So I learned from other seniors, which is the best way to learn. Other people who've been down this road, and I have learned a lot of things. But I just want to recommend to anyone out there, try to stay calm. Just try to stay calm, because you will get through it. It may seem overwhelming right now, but you will get through this. So I'm anxious to hear from you, and I'm waiting for people to call in. This is a new attempt on my part to help seniors, because from my experience, there is no radio show for retirees to call in about this specific subject. There's people out there with all kinds of questions, dilemmas, and just I've been in contact with so many people who are totally lost, and I've been one of them. I've been there, and I want to help anyone who's looking for support and needs someone to talk to. I'm more than happy to listen, and I will give you my opinion, and other callers can call in and say what they feel. You know, there's many different ways to go about this. Don't feel that you have to make a snap decision. It will take time, and it will take a lot of patience, But you need to make an informed decision. Informed. You can't do it just based on emotion. It has to be logical thinking. Okay. Well, I can say that while we're waiting for calls to come in, I would have to say one of the wisest decisions I've made during this time is I have moved to the Villages in Florida, and I am surrounded by a community of over 100,000 people here who live here. We do have a very high snowbird population that comes in from January to about April, and then the population goes even higher. It's a wonderful place to be. People help each other. There's healthcare here. There's entertainment galore. There's families bring their families here for visiting, and there's restaurants, there's shopping, anything you as a senior think you're going to leave behind, and you know you're going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere, you wouldn't feel that way here. There's plenty of people here who are just fabulous, warm, friendly, wonderful people. A lot of them are from Michigan, because this is where the people who started the Villages came from, and they have grown for decades, and it's a family-owned business, and it's run by the Morse family, and I strongly recommend it to anyone who's looking for a peaceful, beautiful, wonderful place to live. You do not have to buy here. You can rent, and the rents are reasonable. And you will find the living conditions to be superior to what I have found any other senior community to offer. I mean, they're far superior. What is your dilemma today? Anyone have a dilemma? Anyone have a difficult decision to make? Do you think about where you're going to be in a few years. Have you thought about what you are going to do all day? Most of us really, I don't think, want to work all day. I know I don't. I can't. I just can't. I don't mind working. In fact, I enjoy it. I have a little part-time business that I'm working on, and I spend a lot of time on the computer with other seniors in this community. And there's always something to do. Lots of clubs. Whatever your talent, you can do it here. Do you like to swim? They've got pools galore. They've got golf galore. And it's very reasonable. For a senior, you've got to be able to budget, and you've got to be able to figure out how long you can sustain your standard of living. The standard of living is fabulous, and I hope to be able to talk to people who may be considering a nice place to live. This place is fabulous, but wherever you choose to live, I'm familiar with communities across the country, and I will be happy to advise you on whatever your dilemma is. I will be happy to give you my opinion. I am a real estate agent from California. I do not have any dealings in real estate now, but I can give you at least a perspective from a real estate perspective. This is a good investment here if you're looking for one and if you're looking to have a wonderful retirement. So please, if ever you have any questions, call into my show because I'm on the air every day now and I want to take your calls. I want you to call me. I want to get to know my callers and establish a relationship with you all. Thank you so much for listening to my show today. And please, call in tomorrow. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.